Today is a day in which we look at metaphor. We see metaphor in the Old Testament reading today. In the Old Testament, we see the foundation of the understanding of the split between the Jews and the Arabs through the metaphor of Jacob and Esau's birth. That while Esau was firstborn and should have had the commanding centrality in God's world, that's his birthright, he gave it up metaphorically when he was hungry, and Jacob took it. And this was the understanding of the Jewish people as they understood the Arabs and themselves, who come from the same root but are very different. And this tracked over until the establishment of Islam 500 years after Jesus. But this division has always been present, and there's always seemed to be a distant relationship between the two bodies, even though they were distinctly different culturally. And so this is the first metaphor of today's readings. We have a second metaphor today in the metaphor parable of Jesus telling the story of the sower. It is a time in which Jesus spends time, and Matthew notices that Jesus taught in parables. Parables are metaphors. And the metaphor that Jesus presented is that the way in which we relate to God is like seed. And the seed is scattered about. And Jesus is relating how this way in which we relate to God in an emergent, powerful, productive, restorative, loving way is cast out to all people. But some hear it and some ignore it. And Jesus was speaking that these words of compassion and love are like seeds. And he's talking about why some people hear it and some people don't. And so Jesus contrasts that some seed is thrown on rocky ground, and other seed is fallen on barren ground, and other seed is thrown on dry ground, and still other seed is thrown on good ground and has good conditions for it to grow and prosper. And he was challenging us all as hearers then and hearers now. Are we allowing ourselves to be good ground, to hear the word brought to us about love and inclusion, healing and forgiveness? Or are we going to be like barren ground that hears the word and that it dies? Or are we like rocky ground who really hears it for a while and then we get consumed by conditions of our lives in the world and these words of compassion and healing of Jesus on behalf of God get lost and die away? Our challenge is to be always compassionate, loving, inclusive. We are to look at issues of our day, not just back 2,000 years ago issues, but remember that things change and move because God is ever expanding. The universe and the world are always changing. And as the change happens, our actions change, even though our foundational faith of love, caring, forgiveness, and healing do not change. We are called to look at the issues that are around us, the issues that are emerging, and be inspired by the Holy Spirit, and to remember that we are seeds, bringing the seed within us, bringing hope and faith and joy and peace to people. So our challenge is to do that in this time of stress. We are called to follow Jesus in stressful times. And I pray today as we receive the Eucharist, we may be empowered to hear these words and to follow our Lord. May God bless us all as we nurture the seeds of Jesus within us and let them bear fruit and new life through our actions. Amen.